Welcome to the weekend edition of the Daily Dad Podcast, where on the weekends we do a deeper dive at how to get better at our most important job, being a parent. Sometimes in these episodes, I talk to best-selling authors and elite performers and other guests. But lately, I've also been having conversations with my wife, Samantha, the co-parent of my two boys. We do it over in the Daily Stoic studio here in Bastrop, Texas. She and I talk about things that we're working on as parents, things that we're working on as people, and how we are supporting each other, challenging each other, and like I said, trying to get better at what we do. Guest or not, I hope you hear some ideas here that will help make you a better parent. I was better for having the conversation. I hope you enjoy.
Yes. Look, I was just dealing with straight chaos where you lollygagged for the last 30 minutes waiting for me. You didn't come up with anything?
No, I haven't thought of anything we should talk about.
Do you think it's weirder for me to use this or for you to be eating in the middle of this?
Not eating. It's if I'm into my mouth. How did you handle the craziness?
Not well.
Oh, yeah? You can say what happened.
I just need a minute. Our house is infested with fleas again. So
how could that be when we pay a company to
So come? They only do the flea treatment, like whatever. But what's happening is like it's whatever is in this one particular room. I think that
it's the sunroom?
The sunroom. I think that there's just like animals living underneath it. Like I think that there's like possums or whatever.
There is. You know what there is? Because right by the front, remember there's that where we plug in the Christmas lights? Yeah. There's that hole.
So I don't know. It just hasn't been an issue. And now it's spring again. And our kid was in there playing and then just came out and was covered. When I tell you he was covered, I mean there was like a panic of like removing clothes. I was combing them out of his hair. I put his clothes in the dryer. I put him in the shower, but like they were like, it was so bad.
When you say you didn't handle it well, do you mean like it was bad for him? Or you just
oh no, he was fine. He thought it was fun. I mean, he was upset, but he was like getting into like finding them and killing them. And then of course, when I was like, we have to throw you in the shower. He was like, but the shower isn't right.
Oh, it's like not the routine?
No, it was like the temperature wasn't right. And then he was like unhappy with, there was like, the shower wasn't totally clean because I had been, there's, I don't know, fleas or some dirt or some shit in it. And that's all.
Do you wish you'd handle it better?
No, I was fine. It was totally fine. I wish it didn't happen, but it was also totally fine. He's chill. I mean, it wasn't like anyone got upset. And I told him like, you can't have, like the shoes, we're just going to leave your shoes here because your socks were covered. And he just rolled with it. I feel like I didn't handle it well for me because internally I was like, I have some residual things being infested with fleas. Feelings. And for him, he's just like, oh, so weird things happening right now. Where I'm like, this happened last year. We had other issues. I don't understand.
Yeah,
there's
I don't
no
understand.
Pets in that house.
No, it's so frustrating. It's frustrating too when you take, like, you feel like you're being on top of things as a parent and taking care of things.
And then their playroom is just infested with bugs.
Yeah.
For no, like, it was just cleaned. So I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm just coming down from that.
Yeah. This morning on our walk, I should have enjoyed that they were just splashing in puddles and having a good time.
Were you stressed out?
No, it wasn't. I was stressed. It was like I already like we like got in the shower yesterday. I like picked out clothes.
Yeah.
I mean, in retrospect, like, what do I care? Like, the worst case scenario is you have to take a 5-minute shower.
You and Jones are exactly the same.
Or whatever, you know, but.
And you'd be a couple minutes late to enjoy 2 seconds with your kids.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
But you and Jones are the same. Jones is like, I put this work in, things are, like, I listen to the two of you talk past each other, like, almost constantly. Because you're like, this is the way that I see that things are supposed to be and the work I've put into it. And he's the same way. And you guys do not communicate and conflict a lot. You'll be like, okay, I picked out these clothes, whatever, because you didn't have an opinion. And then he's like, okay, but it's like 2 degrees cooler than I thought, and I need to like change everything.
Well, in Dr. Becky's book, she talks about how like only your kid knows what it's like to be them or whatever, it's temperature, you know?
Yeah.
But it's like, it's 63 degrees. You don't need pants, Uggs, a sweatshirt, a beanie, and gloves. Like,
And a change, because he needs the ones that he can get dirty and the ones
like,
he can get
cold. So, like, I'm not only not wrong about that temperature, like, you're going to be hot. And then on top of that, I know you don't actually want to wear your nice shoes.
No, what he wants is to be heard. What he needed is, oh, these are the shoes you're interested in wearing. Like, here are the like advantages and disadvantages. And like, let's think through this. But when he's getting resistance from it, he's doubling down and being like, this is absolutely what I want.
Yeah, that's true. No, I mean, the problem is all, it's like, like the problem what I'm trying to work on is like, I go like, okay, this is like, I'm seeing what I'm doing in my head, which is, okay. Like, school drop-off is actually from this time to this time. It's a range, right?
You're trying to beat it?
No, it's a range.
I know.
But in what I do is I go, it's this time. Like I say, it's this time. So I first off, ratchet out or subtract the flexibility. And then I go, how long does it take to get to school? Again, it's a range because it doesn't take the same amount of time every day. But I go, no, it takes this amount of time at the top of the range. Right. So then I go, okay, so then we have to leave at this time. Not like a range this time to this time, we have to leave at this time. And then I go, well, we're gonna walk in the morning. So to be able to walk, like if I leave for a walk at this time, I can be back by this time. But with the kids, it's like sometimes
there's just a lot of unknown variables.
Yeah. So I go, so we gotta leave by this time, right? As opposed to again, a range. And so I'm making decisions that are creating tension, whereas a range or a flexibility would create room for, you know, like I'm creating the opportunities for conflict. And who is it serving? Like, they don't like it. It's not really fun for me. So that's what I'm trying to work on.
Have you ever considered looking into stoicism?
That's very funny.
I would say like my take. This is for me, like, especially okay, this morning, there was like, there's so much conflict about leaving the house. And there's two thoughts that I have about this. That one I'll say because I'm going to forget and then we can come back to it, which is like balancing the resistance that we get from one child and having adapted to that and try to figure out strategies around it. And then our other child just has exactly the opposite resistance. Mm-hmm. And we instead are trying to implement the strategies from the first kid onto the second.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And so it's kind of like as he becomes more of a person. The second thing I'm going to say is I think you are running into the airport problem that you and I had most of our relationship with the kids, which is that like, it's like a manufactured anxiety.
Yes.
And without taking into consideration that like they have their own things going on. So the like issue that we're running into, and I think we've tried talking about that with the kids, okay, we're aware that it's colder in the morning. So like and one of our kids doesn't care. He will literally go outside naked and if it's 10 degrees outside. And the other one has a lot of opinions. And so like the our job is to get ahead of it and prepare them rather than and then hear them and just create solutions before there's the stress or after and then not have it become this like escalating situation. Instead, like you tell the kids to get the shoes on and then they're like, but we don't want to wear these shoes. And it's instead of being like.
Yeah. I think if you like getting really tactfully about it, I think if like, I did most of the morning stuff, but you picked out the clothes the night before, including the extra stuff, like the And yes. then what if I need a beekeeping suit? Because that's yes. what I decided I need.
But
right now.
I mean, he's so bored. Yeah. But that's the thing. Like in the times that we have done that, he just needs some control. And so we either need to manufacture the control or like for a four-year-old, like you either need to like manufacture situations in which he gets to make a decision and have control so he can like exercise that like.
No, I just mean like it's now I have to find a jacket and what, like if all the stuff was in a easy place.
Yeah. But that's 100% what I'm saying. Yes, that's our job to do the prep there. But in the in the times that we've done that, so I think we have two options. One, we create situations in which he has total control and can exercise that agency. Or in the times where I have picked everything out, he has extremely strong opinions on what it is that I picked out for him. Yeah. And so like even if I include him in the process, usually the night before, we're like, the day of, he's like, okay, but I want these particular shoes.
Right.
And so you picked out the wrong shoes. And I'm like, okay, well, we had like four conversations about this. So it's actually happening. It's not about the shoes. It's about like you wanting some control. And so like you can either allow them to have the control in that situation and listen and like adapt at the moment. Or I think we could just, because he's young, we can manufacture situations where he can exercise that.
Right.
Yeah. So he can learn the skill and figure out ways to adapt around it rather than just being like bulldozed out of experiencing those emotions.
Yeah, that's right.
You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's like there's like easier examples than this. I don't know. I think he's just understands how much he can control the entire family. And then we are giving him that control instead of like adapting with him. I don't know.
Yeah.
Basically, getting your kids to put shoes on is a fucking nightmare.
Yeah, it's the worst.
It's like, even today, like our one child's worn the same two pairs of shoes, literally nonstop, the same shoes, like every day for months. And today he's like, no.
No, he decided they were too dirty. And then he took the ones that he put on and promptly jumped in every puddle he could get in. And had no problem with the sensation of those feet being dirty and wet. So
I don't know, dude.
Oh, yeah. Anne decided he needed rain boots, even though he's never asked for rain boots.
Yeah, we don't even have rain boots for him because he never wore them.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think this is a universal parenting problem, but it was so interesting this morning when, like, I just operated differently and, like, sometimes I'm late and I'm a little time blind, but like, I think because Jones is creating such resistance with the shoes today, I'm like, well, what shoes? And we talked about it and he picked them out and then we put them on and he decided he needed socks. So we talked about like,
oh yeah. When we got out he was like, I want my rain boots or whatever. And I go, okay. And we get them and I get him out of the car and he goes, there better be socks in there.
I put the socks on and then I like rubbed his feet. I was like, do you need whatever? And he was like, this is nice. And I was like, okay. And I put his shoes back on and he was like, see, wearing shoes isn't hard. I was like, okay, you just need this to be like a 15-minute thing. I don't understand because there's literally no rush in the morning. Like they are awake an hour and a half before they need to leave for school. Why are we experiencing any rush?
Because they can't start a process.
Well, they are small.
No, they're rushed because, yes, they're, yes. Look, part of it is me, obviously. That's what I was just talking about. I've created the thing. But the rush is, like, at some point you have to leave, right? So, like, at some point the thing happens. But because they can't, like, they can't transition. They have trouble transitioning from one activity to the other, right? So to be able to go, hey, we're going to leave in 5 minutes, no part of that registers in their brain. Then it's like 5 minutes later. Even if you're like 5 minutes, then 2 minutes, then 1 minute, then 10 seconds, then you're like, all right, we're going to go. They're like, what? Oops. We're leaving? We're going somewhere? What is this thing you're dropping on me with zero notes? That is every fucking morning.
I understand that. So like, why are we changing it? Like, obviously that strategy doesn't work. So why are you still doing the 5 minutes? Like, you've trained them to tune you. I just want to make it very clear that I'm 100% sound asleep during this entire process.
Yeah.
But you have trained them to tune you out. They aren't hearing you because it means nothing to them. And then they are like, look, I want to say, I feel like there was so much urgency in my childhood that like slowing that down and not creating that, it just creates false anxiety and like just this like adrenaline rush that like we don't need. There's no reason. We should never, there are times that we're in a hurry and there are times where our kids were like, if we rush, we could do this thing. But like, instead, it just creates stress for no reason.
But so here's what happens on the walk, right? So since it takes so long to leave, then we finally leave. And we only have like, we have 20 minutes before whatever. So like we walk for like 10 minutes and I go, guys, let's turn around. These are the kids that like 50% of the time on the walk, like are like, do I have to keep going? I go, let's turn around. No, we're having so much fun. Why do we, you know? So, and then I had to go like, bro, I was begging you to leave on this walk.
Bruh.
Telling you over and over again, there were so many muddy puddles.
Well, you're treating our children like they're adults. To jump in.
I could not have worked harder to sell you on going on this walk because I thought you would have fun. And then you put me through so much shit to get on the thing. And then now you're acting like I'm the bad guy. For wanting to go. So that's how it is every morning.
Okay, first of all, stop clicking your pen.
I'm actually not clicking my pen, but.
What was that then?
Like, this is clicking the pen. This is playing with the clip on the back.
It seems, I really do appreciate how our children have weaponized this thing that is like sacred to you. I don't know what to tell you. There's like so much tension in the house in the morning and I don't understand it. And like, I leave 10 minutes after you when you're out of town. And like, it's fine. It's totally fine. There's no consequences. We still arrive within the window.
Says the lady who goes, I haven't had 1 minute to work.
What? You think leaving 5 minutes later, not creating chaos in our house?
No. What I'm saying is that I'm trying to get to a place to do a thing. So there is some consequences.
And it's like, absolutely never going to happen. You are never going to write another book if you arrive to the office.
It's true.
2 minutes late, even it's though true. There are a thousand things it's you true. Cannot control.
If between I make, that. If
again,
I make one
have you have you ex- have you heard of Stoicism?
If I make one exception, this whole thing is crumbling all the way down. I am too rushed.
I just want to make
you are not rushed
the
enough.
Airport. The airport problem was you and I almost getting divorced over like traveling and going to the airport. Like we absolutely could not. You were like, we have to leave at this time, and like, but wouldn't communicate that time with me. And then you'd be like so stressed, and I'd be like, I'm like feeding the animals.
No,
and like
what I
bagging
do,
and stuff.
The problem is, I go hey, we should leave at about 9 o'clock.
And then 15 minutes
we should be leave about 9 o'clock. But to me, that means 9. But that also means 20 minutes before 9, somehow moving that deadline up and thus create. Yeah, it's not great. And certainly it doesn't make the kids can't.
They literally are tuning you out.
Yeah. Well, another great episode. Hey, you're listening to the Daily Dad Podcast, one meditation a day inspired to help you do your most important job, which is be a great father. These are meditations inspired by ancient wisdom, psychological research, and just great strategies from normal dads just like you. Thanks for listening.